I can only tell you one word for love in English. But others have different translations for it, a multitude of them. Some of them, 5, 6, 7, 8 different words that mean love, what we would translate love. So I was looking at that and I was thinking, you know, our language is so diverse and so wide an aspect of things, but yet we have a hard means of communicating together and understanding the love of God. You know, if I just say, you know, God loves me, well, what kind of love is that? Is it just he likes me? Or he really, really, really cares for me? You know, what is this word? So as I was reading this today, I had 10 or 15 Bibles out looking at them. And it says, blessed is the man. This is out of the New King James. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I got to looking at that and I said, we got two classifications of people. We've got the righteous and we got sinners. Now you can choose which one of those two you want to be. And I have a complete Jewish Bible, and I was looking in it, and it says, how blessed are those who reject the advice of wicked, don't stand on the way of sinners, and sit where scoffers sit. Their delight is in Adonai, Torah. On his Torah, they meditate day and night. In other words, we concentrate and meditate on God. And I was working in a church, wiring up a large church, putting in lights and receptacles and all this stuff in it. And there was a young lady there that on Monday morning and Thursday morning, she would come in and sweep the church after the evening services. And when she was there, she would be praying and worshiping God. And, you know, she just did not care who was there. She wanted everybody to know that Adonai, God, was her Torah. It was her word. He's the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. John chapter 1. You see, that's what we got to understand, is it's not a matter of me getting close to God. It's God is always constantly in our presence. So I looked at several. I got 15 or 20 translations of the Bible here. The Amplified Bible, I liked it. It said blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, their purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk and sits down in the to relax and rest, where the scornful and the mockers gather. In other words, we have a choice most of the time. We can be with people that are going to worship God, that are going to talk to God, that are going to edify us, or we can be with the wicked. And I throughout all these riots and everything, you see a lot of ungodly stuff. Amen. You see people doing things that I wouldn't even imagine doing, even when I was a sinner, because I knew there was a God. And but his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord. You see, we can be in the scornful, we can be in the wicked, we can be joined with the wicked, or we can be a part of God's people, a part of who God is and what God is doing. So we're talking about God, not just a neighbor or someone else. God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. That means I don't have to go find him. I don't have to call him up and see if he's coming to church tonight. I don't have to call him up and see, you got time this evening to come over and talk to me? It said that he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And when I get to looking at the Word of God, I find that it's not talking about other people. It's talking about me and him. How he has conducted the world. It said that salvation was planned before the foundation of the earth. So that means before he even got down to creating the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, he had already made a plan that Jesus would come and die for me, that I would be a part of what God was doing in my life, in the life of the world. You know, a lot of people don't think of that. Well, I'm just nobody. I sit in a church. I don't do anything. I don't teach Sunday school. Yes, but you are a part of the family of God. If he has given you his salvation, if he has presented you with the Word of God and all, he has made it purposely that you could walk with him and fellowship with him and be a part of his family. Now, the greatest thing that I ever learned was In Psalm 1, verse 3, it says, "And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity." Now, when you're standing there, you're a part of God's family, and you've had a day that nobody else has had. You have had a day that the Satan or Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, has come after you with every instrument of warfare that he has. But you still have the presence of God with you. And he said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Now that's a promise. That's a promise. And not so the wicked, those disobedient and living without God are not so. But they are like the chaff, worthless, dead, without substance, which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked, those disobedient and living without God, shall not stand justified in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Those who are upright and in right standing with God. For the Lord knows and is fully acquainted with the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, those living outside God's will, shall perish, end in ruin, and come to naught. Now that's a full-fledged, here's the way it is, folks. I mean, God is saying, those that are mine, those that will walk in my statutes and in my word, I will be walking with them. I shall fellowship with them. Psalm 23, everybody knows Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. And that's what we're getting at. We're not getting at, if I read enough, if I pray enough, if I witness enough, if I go to church enough, I might be able to make it to heaven. If we fully submit ourselves to the Word of God and allow God's presence to be with us, He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what I'm getting at tonight. Psalm 1 is telling us these things. I've got another translation here I want to read to you. This one's really good. It said, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sits in the seat of the mockers. Yeah, I've had a lot of people, who do you think you are? And they'll mock me because I choose to walk after God rather than follow in the footsteps of the unrighteous and ungodly. And it says, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law He meditates day and night. I looked that word up, meditate. And in the Hebrew, it's the word that is translated sometimes to mutter, like repeating a word over and over. You know, when I'm in the Word of God, sometimes I'll just repeat unto the Lord words from Him to me. You know, in the psalm. Like Psalm 23, I've already said it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I got nothing to worry about because my God walks with me and talks with me and fellowships with me. So as we're looking at this, here's another version of this. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God, but they delight in doing everything God wants them to, and day and night are always meditating on His laws and thinking about the ways to follow Him more closely. Well, I like that one. I mean, that's really what we're striving to do, is to be in the Word of God, striving to set aside our thoughts of this world. Yeah, I hear a lot of people that, you know, they talk, chit-chat, casual chit-chat, and they never mention God. They never mention anything about God. They never mention anything about what God has done for them. They never mention anything out of the Word of God. But those that are earnestly seeking after God, following after God, looking after God, they are the ones that are seeking God. I mean, God, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love me. That yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Psalm 100, I was reading it on the way down here. Psalm 100, verse 103. He forgiveth all mine iniquities and healeth all my diseases. If God forgives my iniquities, and people say, well, I know that he did. I know he forgave all my iniquities because I'm saved. I'm changed. I've been transformed by the renewing of my mind. Well, then the next part of that same verse applies. He hath healed me of all my diseases. When I was in my 20s, I used to get sick about every 6 months. And sometimes I'd end up in the hospital, sometimes I'd be a week out of work, whatever. And then I got to reading the Word of God, and I got to looking at the Word of God, and I began to see all these scriptures that referred to his healing of my physical body. Exodus starts it. Through the Psalms, through the book of James and Hebrews and so on and so forth, you find healing scriptures. He has healed me. Well, you know, if I have a physical ailment, I will go to a doctor, a physician, and I will tell him my symptoms, and that doctor will prescribe for me what I need to take care of that disease. Wow. Isn't that what God does? God, the great physician, has sent his word and healed them. Well, if he sent his word, he sent it to me. He sent it to me that I can get into the word and be healed. So one day I was at home and I had gotten sick, and I got a hold of this word, and I said, you know, having the word of God, he said that I was, by his word I was healed and so on and so forth. What I'm getting at is, I'm going to stand on God's word. So I laid in that bed, and sometimes I couldn't even raise my head up because I was so nauseous. I was afraid I was going to throw up or something. But I laid with my Bible right beside my head, and as I laid there, I read each one of those healing scriptures that I had found. And I said, devil, you can either get out of here and leave me alone, or you can listen to me reading these healing scriptures over and over. Well, it was a few hours later, but finally that sickness left me. And the frequency of me being sick since then is nothing to compare to what it was when I was younger. And it says, they are like trees along a riverbank, bearing luscious fruit every season without fail. Their leaves shall never wither, and all they do shall prosper. You know, he's talking about you. You're not going to wither away. You're not going to be in dismay or discouraged. If you will follow after the Lord God, you will be like that tree planted by the waters. It will be in constant yielding of fruit. It will be constantly fed. It will be constantly watered. And it shall not change. And I got to thinking of that. I said, well, you know, that's in heaven, you know, where the trees are by the river in heaven and so on and so forth. But what God is explaining, He is giving an illustration of what is reality. Yes, it's in heaven, just like that. But just as those trees are luscious and ever-bearing and ever-growing, so is the Word of God. The Word of God is luscious and watered and nutrients, and it is always available for us. We can get into the Word of God and read the Word of God and understand the Word of God, because it is a personal book written to you. Not to Mike, not to Debbie, not to... It's written to you. Yeah, it's written to Mike and Debbie and all. But it's written to us. God wants us to see how He... it's a but. But the sinner, what a different story. They blow away like chaff before the wind. They are not saved on judgment day. They shall not stand among the godly. For the Lord watches over all the plans and paths of godly men, but the path of the godless lead to doom. Yeah, starting out the Psalms, praising the name of God and looking at the name of God, He's showing you two illustrations. Number one, you have a choice. You can follow after God, or you can follow after Satan. If you follow after God, there's blessings and joy and peace. But if you follow after Satan, there's destruction and damnation. You see, sometimes when we're reading these, we think of them being to somebody else, but not to us. I was reading the Complete Jewish Bible to you a while ago. I want to finish that up. It said, how blessed are those who reject the advice of the wicked, and they don't stand on the way of sinners or sit where the scoffful sit. Their delight is in Adonai, the name of God's word, the Adonai's Torah. On His Torah, His word, they meditate day and night. You remember I told you it was like muttering? You know how you just keep repeating it over and over? I used to drive down the road from job to job, and as I was doing that, I would quote the scriptures to me. Wasn't nobody else in the car. It was to me. And I would more fully understand that every one of His words were yes and amen. You know, He didn't put out a word to hide it from us. He put out a word for us to come before Him and to receive it and understand it and to walk in it and be blessed by it and lifted up by it. And the world would see the change in us, that we would be an example to the whole world. They are like trees planted by streams. They bear their fruit in season. Their leaves never wither. Wow. You know, if a tree... I know people that's got apple trees in their yard. In the springtime, they put out leaves. Then they bloom and they have fruit. And then later on, after the fruit is finished, the leaves wither and go away, and there's that dormant state. But you see, in the nourishment of the Word of God, there's no such season like that. It's the eternal presence of God and the eternal blessings of God. So in other words, God is showing us that we can come into His Word and we can have a constant feast on that Word. We can be in that Word and see that it is my Lord and my God that delivers me. He has set me on a rock to stay. You know, I'm not going to fall. He's put me there. And He is with me. He said, yes, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And if God's with you, it doesn't matter where you're standing, in the valley of life or on the mountaintop or on the edge of the cliff. You're in, yeah, in that miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock to stay. In other words, He brings us out of destruction. Not so the wicked, who are like chaff driven by the wind. For this reason the wicked won't stand up in the judgment, nor will sinners at the gathering of the righteous. Wow. You see, there's a difference between those that will follow after God and those that desire to do it their own way. For Adonai watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked is doomed. You can't fulfill more of the scriptures than you can with this one verse. The righteous are going to follow God. They're going to be blessed. God's going to provide for them in every aspect. The wicked, not so. They're going to meet destruction. There's a lot of people. You can see it on the evening news and the daily news and the weekly news and all that of people doing ungodly things to other people. But you see, God sees all that. And it's not the righteous that are doing this. It is the wicked, the sinner. And they're following after their own accord. But when the end comes, they will meet nothing but destruction. Amen? All right. Well, we have looked at this and gone through this one. It's just six verses. Just six verses. But what a marvelous story God has laid out before us. And it's almost like, if I could paraphrase it, hey, you're one of my kids. Don't worry about things. I got it under control. Now, if you wasn't one of my kids, I'd be worrying. I'd be finding out how to be one of my children. The ungodly, unrighteous people will stand before God someday and give an account. But I'm glad that I can look and see a promise right in Psalm 1 that God loves me and gives to me His Word. Wow. Isn't that something? All right. Well, we're finished. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You and we praise You and we magnify You and we thank You for all that You have given us. All Your Word has spoken unto us. Your Holy Spirit has quickened it into us. And we understand that You love us with the unending love that You have for Your children. And in that, You also give Your Word and Your Holy Spirit and Your presence to deliver us from the destruction of the enemy. And Father, we thank You for that. We give You praise, honor, and glory, for it's all in Jesus' name. Amen.